My name, Armin Meiwes. I was born 1961. I'm computer engineer from Rothenburg, Germany. I killed a man, slaughtered him, and ate him. Since then, he is always with me.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Yes, good morning. Yay, it's morning time when this comes out.
Yeah,
when this
it's totally not morning right now.
When this comes out, it's going to be the whole month of Halloween. It's going to be Hallowonth. Hallowonth starts our month of Halloween.
Yes.
Halloween-themed episodes all month long. And mini episodes.
Yeah. We're just going to jam pack October full of chaos.
Yeah. Like raining.
Terror.
Cats and terror.
Cats and terror.
Yes. Just like your morning.
Just like my morning. 7 o'clock this morning, Mr. I have terrible sleep habits. Gets up. I didn't even make a cup of coffee. I was like, I need cigarettes. So I went to get cigarettes. I don't condone smoking. It's bad for you. It's also highly addictive. Anyway, so I take your car because it's better on gas.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to the gas station flawlessly, beautifully dressed in my skinny Puma olive drab skinny sweatpants and a gray Nike sweatshirt. Just, you know, styling it up,
uh-huh.
You know, turning heads.
Wonderful.
Left and right. Everybody's like, whoa, look at that handsome devil. Anyway, so I was like still half asleep, and I probably shouldn't have even driven, but I did.
Uh-huh.
And I got in there, and I ordered my supplies, and then I, you know, walked back out to the car like people do whenever they're done mm-hmm. in a convenience store. And I sat down, and I tried to start the car, and the car didn't start. I was like, well, this is cool. Like, what a great way to start your groggy, haven't had coffee yet morning. But the weird thing is, the thing that makes me really mad, pisses me off, is that when I pulled in there, I thought for a split second, you know, like, should I just leave the car running?
Mm.
Like, you know, like mm-hmm. sometimes you're like, I'll just leave the car on.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But I was like, nah, I'll turn it off. And had I left it running, we probably wouldn't have found out about this until you left for work in the morning.
Yeah, try to go to work tomorrow. Yeah,
you would have been like, I can't go to work because the car won't start.
Ugh, that would have been horrible. That's our luck.
But that's our luck.
It is.
Because last week, I was driving home from work, and I pulled to the right to get into the turn right lane. And all of a sudden, I heard this loud hissing noise that just kept going and following me.
Yeah.
And I was like, is that me? That's me. That's totally me. That's my truck.
You have that little panic attack, like, yeah, oh my God, is something wrong with my car?
Yeah, and then I was like, nah,
I
can't
that
be me.
Feeling.
It's probably one of those, like, fancy big trucks with,
mm-hmm.
like, the crazy, you know, tool stuff in the back.
Right.
But it was me. And I pulled over into the gas station, and I had run over something that was
huge.
About the size of my thumb. And I don't know, I guess I have average size thumbs. It was like an industrial sized
battery
freaking
terminal.
Battery terminal.
Ugh.
And it was dull and broken off and everything. And it went all the way down to the metal, I think. I'm
yeah.
not really sure, but
it was pretty big.
It was
what
annoying.
You showed me.
I saved it.
I can't believe how big that was.
I'm gonna put it in a shadow box and hang it on the wall.
You were lucky though that you were able to like actually fix the tire.
Yeah.
And didn't have to get all new tires for your big truck, like
yeah.
your big tires for your truck.
Well,
that would have sucked.
It took all three of the freaking plugs that came with the extremely overpriced freaking tire patch repair kit that I got at the freaking gas station.
That's how it always goes. It's like the worst of the worst, but I mean, at least the situation was handled.
Yeah, yeah.
At least it was, and
ugh. So the same exact kit that they had there for $4.20 was $1.18 at Walmart.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have like the worst luck. I'm telling you guys what. Oh, it's horrible. Either
That's just this week.
Right. Yeah. Either I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off, being the mom that's like, I signed up for PTO. So I had to go do like, it was grandparents' night at school. I did PTO, grandparents' night, the bingo. That was amazing. This was earlier in the week, would have been upload day. It was Tuesday, I believe. So I was really stressed out about that, trying to get everything taken care of for the podcast. And then I felt like I was losing my mind. It's an everyday thing, especially with being a mom. Like, I'm always losing my shit and trying to keep it together. I probably look like a lunatic every morning dropping the kids off at school. Like, just kicking them out of the car. Get out and go.
Go!
Bye!
Go to school! Yeah.
We're the only ones, I shit you not, in the drop-off line that takes 25 minutes to get out of the car.
That's terrible.
The kids are so slow, and they're always, wait, mom, I need this, or I have a question, or five more kisses, which is nice, but yeah. I'm late. I've got to go, and I'm going to get a phone call saying that you were tardy, so get inside. Get out of the car. Earlier in the week, the principal was actually, like, pulling the kids out of the car, like, we have to go inside. Oh, man. So, yeah, it's either that side of me or the side of me that constantly have to be, like, doing something. I am a workaholic in every aspect. Even when I'm relaxing, I'm doing something that makes me feel like I'm being productive.
It's actually pretty annoying most of the time, especially on the weekends when we're supposed to be hanging out together. And she's like, I'm doing research. I'm like, okay, whatever.
I just need that fulfillment of, like, being productive, a productive human being. But if my web browser ever, by chance, gets searched, I'm probably going to go to jail. They're going to be like, why did you look up how to make homemade poison? And then on this day, you looked up how to murder your husband. You know, like, all this crazy stuff. And I'll be like, whoa. I promise, whoa. I'm just really into true crime.
Yeah. How into true crime are you? And what's in store for me?
The husband always did it. They'll just be like, you know what? Oh, yeah, he did it to himself.
The husband did probably it. Used her computer to find out how to murder himself. Uh-huh.
Which brings us to our wonderful case today. You guys.
Speaking of misfortune and unfortunate events.
Yeah. Like you said, we're just going to rain terror on you guys for the month. And we're not even easing it in this month.
Oh, yes, we are. We've got to give a warning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Warning. Absolutely. Do not listen to this around your children. You shouldn't listen to our podcast around kids anyways. But this one, definitely. And if you are sensitive to anything, turn it off now. Run for the hills. Do not listen. And don't listen to it around your pets, okay? Just don't.
Yeah.
Just don't.
I mean, in this particular case, they'd probably be perfectly safe, but
just don't do it.
Yeah.
So, today,
they understand more than you think.
Yeah, they do. Ugh. Armin, you crazy boy. So, we're going to talk about Armin Mivis. It looks like it's spelled Miewis, but it's German. Armin Mivis. He was born in Germany on December 1st, 1961, to his parents. I'm going to fuck their names up because they're German names.
Let's go with Dietlief and Waltrud
Mivis.
Mivis.
Dietlief and Waltrud Mivis were his parents. He was the youngest of three children. In fact, he was actually much younger than the other two boys that his mother had from two previous marriages.
The other two brothers that his mother had from his... Yeah, sorry,
two
I figured...
previous marriages. His mother never really wanted a third child to love, but she only wanted Armin just to try to keep her husband from leaving her. I guess hence why she had two previous failed marriages. And you're going to find out exactly why.
It's not her. Cuckoo. I mean, it's never...
No, not at all. Ever... His parents had a very abnormal relationship. Didn't see that coming. His father was
spoiler alert.
Right. His father was a police officer and tried to work as much as he could just so he could stay away from his wife as much as possible. His mother,
a nurturing background, huh?
Right, right. His mother was very controlling and jealous. She was always accusing his father of cheating and belittling him in any way she could. She had also went as far as threatening to kill him a few times. Perfect mother, mother of the year, happy wife, happy life, you know.
I feel cheated, you know.
I can throw a couple death threats your way. I mean, whatever makes you feel...
I don't know. I feel like it's too little too late now.
10 years into it, I can't really start now.
Hmm.
Yeah. So even despite the fact that his father worked very hard, he worked hard enough to buy the family a 36-room mansion of their dreams. And if you've seen the pictures of this house, it's huge. And it's, at the time it was purchased, I'm sure it was a beautiful home, but the pictures that I seen, like, it was a little run down, but it was fucking huge.
Wait.
Who would live in a 36 room?
He's a cop?
His dad was, yeah, in Germany.
Oh, yeah, yeah, his dad.
I don't know what kind of money they're making.
Bought the house, right?
Yeah, he saved up all of his money.
Was he a clean cop?
I don't know.
Oh, he did work extensively.
Yeah,
so
right.
He's
so
probably, like, on the clock almost all the time.
He was probably able to buy it, considering if he worked so much, right? But even though he bought the house of their dreams, she still showed absolutely no love toward him.
Yeah.
Surprise. I mean,
what a bitch. You know?
I know.
An ungrateful cur.
If somebody bought me a 36-room mansion, I would be like, I love you so much. You're my BFF.
You're the greatest.
Yes. I give you hugs all the time and high fives. I mean.
What about like a 34-room house?
Yeah, not enough.
Oh, jeez. Jeez.
I want to be like them. Come on.
Who wouldn't want to be like them?
My standards are set really high now, so you better get to work.
Okay, I'll start cooking.
Okay. This abuse didn't just stop there with his father. She projected it onto all three of the children as well, until the older two grew tired of the shit and left home. They were like, bye! These feelings of abandonment, though, would only worsen when Armin was 7. Guess what? His father packed up all of his things and left, never to return. He was like, bye, bitch. It's not funny. Poor Armin.
Yeah.
He actually witnessed his father leave. He was even chasing after the car, yelling for his dad, but Detlef? His dad.
Sir, Detlef?
His dad never even stopped to say goodbye to his son. He gave no explanation, nothing. So I could see how this would really, like, fuck somebody's...
Well, sure,
you know.
Mary, absolutely.
And, I mean, that is very sad, sadly. So, he was left all alone with his manipulative, overbearing mother. She never showed him any kind of love whatsoever. Instead, she just demanded that he do all of the chores around the house while she mocked him and called him names. Now, there was a name that I watched an interview with him that she would call him. I don't even know what it was. I'm not even going to try to say it. It was a German name. But the name was actually a girl's name. So she was always just being extremely hateful to him. And she often admonished him in public, as she insisted on always accompanying him everywhere he went. No matter what he did, she was always with him just so she could make fun of him and just be mean to him. She got enjoyment out of, like, the suffering of everybody around her.
Wow.
All of this had a huge effect on Armin, as he felt a strong bond towards his brothers, so them leaving along with his father left a gap in his emotional and mental health. And by the time he was 10 years old, he had created an imaginary friend named Frankie. So Frankie, his imaginary friend, he claimed was like a brother. He called him his brother, and he said he shared everything with him. And around this time, he also started to read a lot, and he would read the book Robinson Crusoe. Have you ever read that? I've not read it. I've heard of it, but I've never read it.
You know, if I have read that, it was a long time ago, to the point where I don't remember. I honestly don't remember, like, 80% of the books that I read.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
It does. I mean, like, I'll recognize books, and I'll be like, I probably read that, but my imagination is so chaotic that, like, a lot of stuff's kind of blended together, right. And that's that makes probably sense. Why I have messed up dreams.
Yeah,
when probably. I do have dreams, which is a very rare occasion.
Oh, I've been having horrible dreams the last couple months.
Been having horrible sleep.
I hate it. So yeah, I've never read this book, but apparently it introduced him to cannibalism. And
oh, no, I've never read this book.
Yeah, I've never read it either. But apparently, there's a part in the book that talks about cannibalism and. Somebody saves somebody from cannibals and so on and so forth.
Sounds tasty.
Mm-hmm. So that caused Armin to begin to fantasize about cannibalism, and he was just really stuck on it.
Yeah, because I'm sure cannibalism was the primary
thing.
Entire book, right? It was probably like a
small snippet in it, yeah, or something.
A snippet.
Yeah.
And he's just like, what is this cannibalism? You know?
I gotta know what this book is about now. I've gotta read too. It. Because like, I'm like super curious to find out.
Swear to God, if it's like about butterflies and rainbows and unicorns, and then like they're just enjoying the world and they come across a tribe of cannibals, they're like, ooh, we shouldn't hang out with these people. This is weird.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay, nice to meet you.
It's probably
goodbye.
Exactly how it you know? Went.
And he's
too.
Like, hmm.
Uh-huh.
I want to eat people.
Yeah, so this led him to become more curious and obsessive about what it would be like to eat another person. Again, turn away now because it gets pretty crazy and graphic and gory
yeah.
and everything else. So here is your last
additional
marker to yeah. run for the hills, like I said.
So I personally, and please don't take offense to this, because I don't mean you or you guys, but I mean most people in general are so poopy that, like, I don't think I would ever even consider being a cannibal for 1 second, because people are gross.
You might get the, like, the hateful from them.
Yeah, you might, yeah.
If you consume them, you'll get the hateful. You'll catch the hateful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's freaking,
I don't
hilarious.
Know. I don't know where I was going with that, except that it's gross.
It is disgusting.
It's gross.
So, by the time Armin was 12 years old, he was fantasizing about eating some of his friends.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfectly normal, right?
But listen, here's his quote. The reason that he wanted to eat them was so that they would become a part of him and stay with him forever. And apparently, that stems from, obviously, all the
abandonment issues
he had. Yeah. Most people deal with their abandonment issues in other ways.
Yeah, you know, like shutting down or lashing out.
Yeah.
Not, like,
borderline personality disorder,
yeah.
Any other way, not cannibalism, but here we are with this story.
I want you to be part of me forever.
Yeah, so he said he found this to be a very desperate solution to a lonely and misunderstood childhood. Now, Frankie, his imaginary friend, he said that he talked about, in the interview, he talked about how he would talk to Frankie and tell him all these, like, different stories about how he wanted to eat people and all the different people that he wanted to eat.
Dude, do you think we could get a hold of Frankie and get him on the podcast with us for some gruesome details?
The imaginary friend?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. It depends on if we can get a hold of Armin.
Let's call him up. Be like, yo, we need the deets, buddy. He's the only one.
Uh-huh. He's the only one. He said it gave him comfort that Frankie would listen to him, something that his mother never did. And she just fueled this even more by being such a shitty mom.
Did you say fueled?
Fueled.
Okay.
Fueled all of this.
Yeah.
Soon these feelings would turn.
Sad.
Yeah.
Like, his imaginary friend's the only person that would
I know.
Listen to
it's,
him.
It is really sad.
Like,
just to feel that alone. I mean, I'm not condoning what he did.
No.
I just.
No.
I think that he did have a really terrible childhood.
He did.
And a lot of this could have been prevented.
Possibly.
He actually had positive influence
yeah,
in his
he,
life.
He,
I don't know.
I agree with that.
It comes to that nature yeah. versus nurture thing.
Yeah.
And I do think that in some cases it is a nature thing. In some cases it is a nurture thing. And maybe
Speaking
combined
of that,
in others.
Caveat. Best quote in the world. If anybody can help me remember the name of this movie because I can't remember it. I'll never forget the quote though. Just can't remember which movie it came from. There was a guy, obviously it dealt with like action and probably murder, serial killing or something. Mm-hmm. But the quote was along the lines of, and I'm paraphrasing, so bear with me. Some people kill because they weren't hugged enough, but I kill because I was hugged too much.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I don't know what movie it was that we watched with that in it.
Like,
I know
exactly. Such a good quote.
Yeah, but I do think that this situation was more of a nurture thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But with Frankie, and this is insane, soon after when he became 12 years old and he developed this friend, he said it wasn't long that his feelings his feelings toward his imaginary friend, Frankie, would turn sexual in nature. And I don't know.
This could be unacceptable. How old is Frankie?
I don't know.
Because what he said, he's 12?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Frankie
is...
What if Frankie's an old pervert?
I don't know.
Dude, we got some serious legal issues here.
So, Armin's mother, she was actually living in her own world, too. She would make Armin dress up along with her, and she would request him to chauffeur her around in a horse and buggy, calling her the Madam of the Manor.
Madam of the Manor!
Again, this whole story is crazy.
It is crazy.
She made sure that each room in the house was decorated in odd ways. So, I don't know exactly, he didn't go into detail, but I'm assuming, like, one room would be, like, extremely decorated this way, and another room this way. And there was 36 fucking rooms in that house. Can you imagine?
That's a lot of rooms for crazy...
Just so she could live in her own world. And he, again, would have to be the one to decorate this stuff, so...
Why? Couldn't she? Was she too busy sitting in the chariot?
Yes. I think she was.
Tote the Madam of the Manor around, you peasant.
So, Armin then left home at 19 to join the West German Army so he could get away from his mom. I mean, who would blame him at this point, right?
Right.
He felt like being a part of the military made him feel normal and like everybody else, which that makes sense. You know, don't have, like, all this... Well, I don't know. I was going to say you don't have all this control, but being in the military, they control... I mean, you are in the military, right? So they control every aspect of your life?
Well, they don't really control it, but they kind of use fear and punishment to, to kind of control you. So, yeah, pretty much.
But it's a more positive, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, it's a good...
It was probably good for him. I mean, clearly, because we're going to find that out.
I couldn't think of the word.
Yeah. It also helped...
Structure.
Right.
Good structure.
There you go. Good. It also helped stop him from fulfilling his fantasies of cannibalism. And because of this, he really wanted to just dedicate his entire life to becoming a soldier. He was promoted many times during the 12 years of his career in the military, and he did exceptionally well. He just kept getting promotion after promotion, and he loved it. He was really enjoying it. He made many friends, both men and women, and this kind of led into him questioning his sexuality. Again, he was already having, like, different thoughts and stuff when he was a lot younger.
Yeah, about Frankie.
Yeah, and now that he's older and around both men and women... He's kind of getting a feel for everything, and he's starting to question his sexuality. And he began asking some of his close friends if they thought he might be gay. And like I said earlier, I watched this long interview with him. There were a couple different ones out there. And in one of the interviews, his friend was in it, and he said that he... told Armin that he really couldn't tell if he was gay or not, that that was something that only Armin himself would know, but that everyone pretty much knew that he was gay or at least bisexual, but Armin was really the last to kind of figure that out for himself. He was just really unsure of, like, what was going on, which I'm sure that would be kind of confusing, not knowing who you are and kind of still...
Yeah, I mean...
Trying to figure that stuff out.
I knew when I was young that I was totally into chicks.
Yeah.
You know.
But I mean...
Even when I had guy friends, girlfriends, you know, it... I was never like, oh, geez, there's girls and guys?
Yeah.
How do I pick which one I like?
Right. I just think it would be really confusing. I don't know. But... So, Armin also started drinking a lot while he was in the military, and after two drunk driving accidents, he was dishonorably discharged from the military. And after this, he reluctantly moved in back in to the 36-room mansion with his sick mother when he was 32 years old.
Bitch was already sick.
Yeah, she... sick of the head. And he then took on a job as a computer repair technician just to help his mom with finances. Because, again, I forgot to mention, when his dad left, he took all the money.
Yeah.
So...
I don't know if you've ever tried to heat a 10-room house. Imagine heating a 36-room house.
Can you? Yeah. Man, their freaking electric bills are probably sky high.
They probably hung out in, like, one specific area, you know?
What would you do with...
locked everything else off, I don't know, except for the chariot days.
Ugh, I can't imagine having, like, a 6-room house, let alone 36.
Technically, we have a 6-room
house. I mean, I guess, if you count, like, kitchens and bathrooms, but I don't know. It's huge. I don't even know what I would do in it. Put the kids on one end, and I will go on the other end,
yeah.
And we can watch movies without...
You wouldn't watch movies with me, you fucking jokester. You'd be like, I'm going to go over here and research in the West Wing. I'll be like, okay, I'll be in the North Wing watching movies. I don't know where the kids are.
Oh, gosh.
I haven't seen any blood. They're probably fine.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, like I said, he was, like, kind of unsure when he was in the military of, like... whether he liked men or women.
Right.
So after he moved back in with his mom, he
hated women.
Well, he was still trying to, like, push away his, like, extreme cravings for cannibalism and to be normal. And he was also trying to not be gay, I guess. Like, he worried about what his mother would think, how she treated him and stuff. So he had brought home a few women that he was interested in possibly marrying.
Oh, I thought you were going to say eating.
No. No. But every time his mother had the same vile thing to say, and she always disapproved of the women. So nothing made her happy. Nothing that Armin did. Nothing that he said. She was just a rude, cold, hard bitch. So this is when the internet was introduced to literally everyone.
What's the internet?
And the internet combined with his newfound trade in computers really helped pave the way to Armin's newfound interest.
That's not a newfound interest, is it? Well, the internet thing.
Yeah. So he quickly landed on pornographic sites that featured torture and pain. And it was here that he stumbled upon sites dedicated to cannibalism that included chat rooms. So, he realized there was this big, huge community of cannibals. And they could post forums and discussions about their fantasies of eating other people and whatever. And he finally felt like he was a part of something where he could just be himself.
Thank Christ.
And,
I mean, this poor kid.
Yeah, too bad it was what it was, but...
Yeah.
Do you remember, okay, when the internet first came out, I was still pretty young. I feel like I was stuck in that... I'm in that generation that, like, we still had corded phones and dial-up internet, but...
It's called a landline.
I still had my first cell phone either in high school or just out of high school, so I'm, like, in that medium of... generation. I don't know.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, my first cell phone was a brick Nokia.
Uh-huh.
It had no color on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone remembers what a Game Boy is, like the original Game Boy, it had the same, you know, like color scheme screen as
mine
that.
Had Snake as one of the games.
Yeah, I had Snake too. Yeah, it was awesome. That phone would still work today if I could find the charger.
Those things could take anything.
Yeah, they could, except for the heat of a bulb in a lamp.
I take it.
Just the corner of it melted up a little bit and shaped around the bulb some.
Who knew?
But it still, I think it still worked. I don't know. I upgraded, obviously.
All right.
You know, but yeah.
So, do you remember how the internet was when it first came out?
It was dial-up.
Well,
we had that really, like, your fax machines make that...
Like your friends couldn't call because you would get that, that busy signal. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all the web pages were just really generic and there wasn't much to them. If you landed on a website that even had like a header, like that was a cool website.
Wow, this is nice. Fancy shit.
Remember when Bree was over recently, my friend Bree, and we were talking about our Zanga pages?
Yep.
Like, that shit was the bomb back then. ICQ. Anyways, so my point is, is that the internet was so generic looking back then. Everything was new. Nothing was monitored. You could literally post about anything online. You could find anything. I remember Rotten.com. I don't know if anybody...
Rotten.com. I remember E-Bombs God World. That was that nasty
Rotten.com
shit.
Is not there anymore, but it was like, you could find, like, the most graphic... disgusting stuff was on there. So, again, him being on this site, like, if you remember how the internet was, then clearly you know that when he was on here, this stuff wasn't monitored at all. Nobody over, like, looked over it.
Right.
There was...
But leave it to good old freaking, you know... Wait, I was going to say Americans, but this is totally a German.
Yeah, this is German.
Well, we usually screw stuff up pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Like, but, yeah. Yeah.
There's just no censorship whatsoever on the internet.
And that's my kind of jam right there.
So, Armin's mother suddenly passed away of a heart attack, which left him all alone in this huge house with his obsession. And now, with his mother gone and not around anymore to judge him and order him around,
he decided... He's free to be a gay, cannibalistic psychopath.
Kind of. He decided to create a torture room... He called it, like, his butcher room or something like that. The room was...
How quaint.
Yeah, it was complete with hooks from the ceiling to hang a body, an adult-sized cage, a bed, and other items for dismembering a body. I wonder what the decor was like.
That's a good question.
No, it was really kind of a terrible, like, terrifying room. Yeah. I've seen pictures of it.
What was the color scheme like?
It was, like, gray. And the walls looked like... I don't even know. I don't get it. It looked like... a jail cell, kind of.
Yeah.
In a way.
But, like, bigger?
Kind of, yeah. This is when Armin really took to the online community.
Wait, how many jails have you been in with giant hooks?
No.
I'm sorry. Go on. None. I couldn't help it.
So, Armin took to the community, posting discussions about his want for eating another person. He had even posted pictures of what looked like human body parts that he had crafted out of meat that he would buy from the butcher shop. So... he was a crafty little mofo.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
He would buy this meat and he would kind of like pack it together, making it...
Why couldn't he have just sustained himself on that? You know,
I don't know.
Could have just like deluded himself into believing that he was... Illuded himself into believing that he was eating human flesh from his, you know, like... Well, that looks like a human arm, you know, or he could make little penises.
But yeah, Armin was, pretty fucking crafty there. He was... He was a pro at making.
He should have dabbled in
body
cakes
parts.
Too. He probably could have made a mean motherfucking cake.
He probably could have, like, you know how they use fondue and shit nowadays to make like these super awesome
fondue.
Yeah, what did I say? Fondue.
You said fondue.
I don't know. Whatever.
Well, dough.
I said fondue.
You know, like, because
you don't know what I said.
You said fondue.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Like, I'm gonna make some bread cake now. Some fondue.
Oh my gosh. So.
I need more yeast.
Yeah. So since Armin was, you know, making meat look like human body parts, everybody else on these sites, he was posting them. I don't know if I said that. He was posting these pictures online and everybody went fucking nuts. They started idolizing Armin and this fueled everything even more. Mm. He then decided to post an ad and I have the quote. So hold on to your butts because it's crazy and hilarious. Armin said, quote, I am looking for a young, well-built man aged 18 to 30 to be slaughtered and consumed. Here's my favorite part. Must be horny flesh. End quote.
Now, this is translated from German to English, right?
Yes. Okay, so I think it's the language barrier there and translation and stuff, but...
Must be
horny
flesh.
Oh my god, I like almost spit out my drink when I first read it. So many men responded to this ad. I can't even imagine. But again, the website did say this website's just for fantasies only. Like, do not do not try this at home kind of thing. So many men responded to this ad with a selection of participants. Armin chose a man by the name of Borg Hjos or Jose or Jos.
Not Jose, that's kind of next. Spanish. I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm just going to go with Borg.
I was looking at you and not following along, so I don't know where the hell this name is.
So I'm just going to go with Borg. Okay, so he chose a man named Borg in the year, this was in 2000, the year 2000. So he chose Borg to be his first human sacrifice for his lust of human flesh. Borg's request was to be transported in a slaughter truck, like an animal, and to be beaten with a hammer. But once he climbed up on the butcher table, he told Armin that he was feeling sick and decided he didn't want to go through with the butchering. Well, I don't know. Like, it's insane. This is insane.
Yeah.
I can't even believe he even got to that point.
I know, but...
but what a, I don't know.
Needless to say, Armin was disappointed, but he respected Borg's request, so instead, the two had intercourse, drank wine, and chatted that
night. He's lucky. I mean,
it's a good thing that Armin is a respectful cannibal, you know, gay cannibal.
Which said, it's you know, crazy, but, yeah, he didn't want to, like, just kill somebody and do something that they didn't. It's a weird fucking thing. It's this whole thing is weird.
Like, yeah, it's that a mutual like thing.
That's the thing. I mean? It had to be
mutual.
Yes.
Like one person had to be like, yes, you can kill me and cut me up and eat me,
right?
Or whatever. And you know that's.
But in all reality, Armin didn't even want to kill anybody. Like he wanted them to somehow kill themselves or something. I don't even think he really thought about that.
He
part.
Probably didn't. He wasn't. I mean, I don't think most cannibals do really think about.
Yeah, it wasn't like, that he was a killer or a murderer, and he had this fantasy about killing somebody. He just wanted to eat a person. He wanted to be a cannibal, and I don't think he ever thought that far into it, like how they would die.
Yeah,
but
I mean, it's not like you can just sort of like cut off a body part and like, I mean, you could, but then they're going to be missing that body part, and if they're still alive and not dead, they're not going to be very happy. Even if at the start of it all, they were like, "Yeah, I really want to do this. I want to live the rest of my life with one arm and
one toe
that you ate it, you know, or something like that." And all then they're like, "Wait, you know what? It really sucks with one arm."
Can't really tie my shoes.
Velcro, thank God. And slip-ons, you know, those were pretty popular back in the 60s. I mean, 2000.
Yeah, it wasn't...
whatever the hell wasn't that far. Year it was.
So Armin, disappointed, but still fantasized about cannibalism and continued his search for the perfect man with horny flesh. I wonder what horny flesh would be like.
I don't know.
You think there would be like spikes on it?
Yeah, like it'd be pokey.
It makes me think of that dinosaur with all the like spikes on his back.
Yeah. Ridgy skin. Maybe it's erect flesh.
Maybe. You know, maybe like super, fit. Like he wants somebody fit and like, you know.
Horny. I think by horny flesh he meant like they have to like be nasty, naughty, perverted. Like they DTF.
Maybe.
As the cool kids say.
I don't know.
That,
maybe.
That knob is DTF.
You're a knob. So then, finally, Armin got a reply from a 43-year-old engineer from Berlin named Bernd Brandes. These names
Brands,
are killing
maybe?
Me.
Brands?
Brands.
I think he kind of, again, tried to put a little Mexicano on
probably.
The end of that one.
Bernd, let's call him Bernd. Bernd, reach out. God, take a drink for every time I fuck up my words. You'll be drunk before it's over
You're
with.
You're boozing, anyway.
So he reached out to Armin on his ad on February 14th, 2001, and told him that it was his ultimate dream to be eaten alive. He said, "I offer myself to you, and I will let you dine from my live body. No butchery, dining." Again, I think it's that, like, translation thing, but it's still no butchery dining. I don't know what that would even be. I don't know.
You can't slaughter me, but you can eat me?
Maybe. Because he does want to be alive. He wants to, like, be in on this, and we'll find this out. It's very weird. I'll just read it. So, the two then communicated back and forth through the Cannibal Cafe website for weeks, sending each other their gruesome fantasies. They set this whole thing up. Like we said, Armin wanted it to be a mutual thing.
Right.
He wanted them to be getting something out of it they wanted, and he wanted to have his fantasy fulfilled, and he wanted to make sure that they had similar wants and
right.
fantasies.
Or at least so it worked out
right.
in both favor.
And Byrne even suggested that his skull be used as an ashtray. Like, there was some really fucked up messages back and forth. I didn't put them all on here or anything like that because they were just...
Pretty sure that would involve death. Because you can't really get to the human skull without kind of getting rid of the
right.
skin.
Well, he wanted to die. Like, he was sacrificing himself for
Wasn't
it.
Wasn't that the guy that said no butchering?
Yeah, but you'll find out why in a minute.
Okay.
And, so, Byrne, this guy... That sacrificed himself. He had been married, but had eventually told his wife that he was bisexual. And after he told her this, the marriage ended. And he had actually started dating a man that he was still dating at the time of his self-offering. So once he leaves, just because I don't touch on this any farther down, but just a heads up, once he does leave to go meet Armin, he ends up being reported by his boyfriend. I forgot to mention that on down, so.
Reported by his boyfriend for what?
For, like, being gone. Like, he didn't know where he was because he left.
Oh.
Yeah, he leaves to go meet Armin, so.
He should have left a note.
He didn't. Probably because he didn't want to be stopped or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how would you leave a note? Like, hey.
Don't try to stop me,
nice
but.
Nice to know ya.
I've got this real weird fucking thing I'm going to go take
I'm
part of.
I'm going to go.
Deuces.
Die. Bye. So, on March 9th, 2001, Byrne met Armin at a train station where Armin took him back to his home in Rottenburg. Perfect fucking name.
Rottenburg.
Of a town for this.
Speaking of hamburger and cannibalism and Rottenburg, I've got a fantastic little fact. And I actually researched this the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, due to the fact that it was a few days ago. Actually, it was last week sometime. But I have forgotten most of the pertinent details. So I will go with what I remember.
Perfect.
And that is, have you ever wondered why a hamburger is called a hamburger?
No.
Well, there happens to be, I'll tell you, okay. There happens to be this nifty little place in Germany, no doubt, called...
Hamburger.
No, just good guess, but Hamburg.
Hamburg.
Okay, and that is where the...
Hamburger had, Helper was made?
Yeah. How did you know that? No. It's they used to make like a beef patty
uh-huh.
steaks and
cool.
stuff like that and it pardon me. It took on I can't remember if this is an American thing or what. Anyway, never mind. It hamburger came from Hamburg, Germany.
Awesome.
So that's a pretty neat little
It is. That's cool.
thing.
It's really interesting when you think like where certain names of things
yes.
came from.
Because that's what happened. I was like, why the hell is... There's no ham and hamburger. And I'm thinking burger as in, like, you know, beef, burger.
Yeah. Right. I was doing something similar to that, where I was looking up the names of towns and trying to figure out, like, why they were named this or, like, mm-hmm. where they derived from. It's really interesting to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I do that sometimes when I'm bored at work. So... They go back to Armin's home in Rottenburg, and Armin said almost immediately upon entering his home, Byrne removes all of his clothes and requests to be eaten. And Armin was like, whoa, 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 slow your roll down.
He's like, hang on,
right.
We didn't agree to this.
So the two end up having intercourse.
Of course.
But after this, like the last offered human sacrifice, Byrne had a change of mind. Only this time it was because
Worse.
He felt like Armin lacked the strength to inflict the pain that he wanted. So he was like, he wanted all this pain to be inflicted upon him. Not only like just to be eaten and stuff, but he wanted intense pain.
That's nuts.
Yeah, and he just thought that Armin couldn't do it. So he asked to be taken back to the train station, which Armin agreed, you know, again, he was bummed out, but...
Sweet guy.
Yeah. And, however, before they arrived back to the train station, Byrne had an idea. He told Armin that he could take a ton of sleeping pills so that he would just be drowsy and Armin could, like, have more power over him, overpower him a little bit more. So Armin's like, aight. Let's stop at the drugstore. I mean, I don't know if he said that really, but I don't know. Maybe he had some sleeping pills lying around.
Well, I think back in those wait, is this 2000? Yeah, so, I'm stuck on 1960. Back in those days.
That's when he was born.
You know, back in 1960, you go to the old RX and get yourself some
heroin.
Heroin in a bottle.
It's crazy.
No, not in the 60s.
No, but, not at all.
Weed, probably.
Maybe.
Anyway,
so he
ignore me.
The two return back to Armin's home for what would soon be one of the most horrific cannibalistic events in German history. And mind you, if you look this up, this isn't the only one at all. It's crazy. Germans, you're naughty people.
Yes.
Maybe not all of you. Let's not say all of you, but some of you are naughty. Naughty.
Rude.
No. Not all. I love you guys.
Love
even,
you Germans.
Even you naughty ones. So after burned... Rewind. So after this, Byrne took around 20 sleeping pills and drank some schnapps. I wonder if it was like peach schnapps.
I mean, there's many different
kinds. My grandma used to drink. Sorry, grandma. She. So my grandparents, like...
You boozer!
Never had alcohol in their house when I was growing up. Never. Mm-hmm. I've never seen my grandpa drink anything ever besides sweet tea and water.
Yeah, I don't think I have either.
But on Christmas, my grandma would always sneak and get a bottle of schnapps and some orange juice and have screwdrivers on Christmas Eve.
Was it peach schnapps?
Yeah, peach.
Peach and orange?
Peach schnapps and orange juice, She called them her little screwdrivers. Good. Yeah, I would sneak sometimes as I got a little bit older and, like, take a couple sips while she was, like...
Like when you were, like, seven.
Watching Dateline, yelling at the TV, and I'm like, that's where I get it from.
She's busy, I'm just gonna borrow this.
Yeah, right. So let's just say he had some peach schnapps, okay? And sure. His 20 sleeping pills. Then he asked Armin, okay, here we go, guys.
Dun, dun, dun.
Sit down. Grab your drink. Hopefully it's a strong one.
Maybe a vomit bag.
Maybe.
Just in case.
So he then asked Armin to bite off his peen. His peen.
His
wee-wee.
His penis.
Yes. So that the two could both eat it together.
That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. And he wanted to be alive so that he...
Could experience the pain.
Yeah, he wanted to be alive for as much of it as he possibly could.
And involved in this moment.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. So, So Armin was unable to do so. He couldn't bite it off. So after trying...
It's fucking gross.
It's crazy. So after trying, he went to fetch a knife, but the knife was too dull. Yeah. So he had to go get another knife. He came back, and he said it only took a couple of seconds, and... Voila, the peen was off.
Which is French for, I just found out.
He said that Burns only screamed for a few seconds, and that he hoped that it would have been more painful than it was.
Yeah, so he was let down. While there was a fountain of blood rushing out of where his penis used to be.
And he was disappointed.
And he was let down.
Yeah, there wasn't enough pain. I can't... I mean, I don't...
Could you imagine being in that situation?
I don't have dickless, a peen, but, like, I'm sure it would hurt pretty bad.
Totally dissatisfied. You're just like...
Ugh. It's like making me sweat, and I don't even have one.
I don't have... Neither does he.
He's going into it knowing he's gonna die.
I guess.
So...
I don't know.
Armin... It's so crazy. So, he tries to feed a piece of it to Burns. He wanted to eat a piece of it. But he was unable to do so, and they said it could be because of all the blood loss and that he was weak, but yeah. Armin said that it was just raw. Ugh, disgusting. So...
Well, it couldn't be too much different than... Never mind, I'll just keep that
it, it wasn't myself. Edible just being cut off, so he decided to cook it, alright? So Armin goes, he takes the peen into the kitchen, right? And he kind of begins to prepare it. He's like...
Chopping it
up into little pieces.
A bratwurst.
Yeah. He starts to season it. Throws a little garlic, a little pepper, a little oil. And then he starts to cook it. He's like frying it. Seriously, this is... He kind of goes into detail about this too. He fries it up, but he overcooks it. And then he's like, fuck. Like, his fucking dream is ruined.
Because
literally been waiting for this.
Yep.
His entire life.
He overcooked the cock.
And it wasn't edible. He said it was too chewy, he ended up feeding it to his dog. How rude.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
An overcooked cock.
Mm-hmm. So, Burns then, still bleeding to death everywhere.
Dickless and bleeding to death.
He comes in and tells Armin, like, I'm cold, losing all this blood. Can I take a bath? I just want to be comfortable and just hang out in the bath while I swim in my own blood.
Bleed out.
So Armin described the blood, like him gushing blood. It was like a fountain. And he said that Burns was happy. He was happy to be dying. It's crazy. It's crazy. This story's fucking nuts. So Armin said he then decided while Burns was in the bathtub that he was just going to let him die there. Because again, he didn't want to kill anybody. He just hoped that he would either jump out a window. He said this. He would hope that he would either just jump out of a window or just bleed to death. Mm-hmm. So he decides.
Well, that would bruise the meat, so I'd hope he wouldn't jump out a window.
Right.
You know.
So he decides to grab a Star Trek book and go read for a few hours.
Well, that ruins that, because my other notion was going to be, like, why couldn't he pick up a different hobby, like reading Star Trek novels or something, you know? But he does that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, is there anything this Armin fella doesn't do?
No, he's like a man of all trades.
Armin Hammer.
So he goes in to check on Burns, like, every half an hour, hoping he had died from the blood loss. But after a few hours, Burns begged Armin to do it now, was the quote. So Armin then gave Burns a kiss and then stabbed him in the neck to kill him. But he kind of went back and forth with himself on, like, to kill him or not. Like, he picked up the knife. And again, he's like, I don't know if I mentioned this. Ah! They recorded this entire thing on video camera.
I suck at telling stories. Out. I don't know. Maybe you didn't leave that out. I feel like it may have been mentioned, but holy shit balls, yeah. That's nuts.
So it's all on camera, and
so just hours of him bleeding in a bathtub.
Well, or what? Kind of. So it's like 4 hours long, I think.
Well, cell phones were like out, that. Right? And they were.
It was a video camera, though.
Yeah, okay.
So you can see Armin, like, picking up the knife and then, like, setting it back down and then picking it up again and then setting it back down and, like. He really didn't want to kill him.
Yeah.
He just wanted him to die. Yeah. So he ends up stabbing him in the neck and killing him. And finally, he's able to take Burns' body into his butcher room. So there, he cuts up his body. And then over the next several months, he consumes 44 of the 60 pounds of meat.
There's one thing that we should make note of. You mentioned to me off audio that he was cut in half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now.
So he hung him up on the ceiling hook.
Right. But most people, for some reason, when you think of a person cut in half, do you imagine that they're cut, like, around the waist and it's, like, legs and torso?
Never really thought about it.
Sure. Okay, well, you guys listening to us, like, when you, if someone's like, he cut the guy in half, the guy got cut in half, the train cut the guy in half, whatever the case may be, like, how do you imagine that? Do you imagine that, like I said, waist, legs, and
abdomen,
you know, like, cut off in the middle? That's what I imagined, and then I found out that he was cut in half vertically.
Yeah.
Like, from
all the way down.
From the junk up to the head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so
It's crazy.
I don't know.
Don't look at the pictures, guys.
Well, you can if you want to, but it's due to gross. The fact that we just so eloquently explained to you the details of said photos, you don't really need to unless you're a sicko like we are. But ideally, like, you know, freezer space and whatnot,
well,
you would imagine.
Not necessarily, because he ended up cutting. Remember, he's got this whole butcher thing.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, he's got.
So he cuts it into portion size.
Right, so it wouldn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he stores it in his freezer. So he had a big kitchen deep freezer. Yeah, he cuts it up into pieces.
Yeah, I wasn't really thinking from a, like, I was looking at it more of a serial killer, like, you know, hasty kind of thing. Gotta hurry up and hide the body.
No, I see
body,
what you're saying. No,
you know
he
mean?
Was,
but,
he
yeah,
was.
He just took his time.
He knew what he was doing.
Yeah, he did.
Or he had it planned out. So, he hid the human meat under a false bottom, which was underneath pizza boxes. And he ate this meat, like I said, over several months. He was eating it, he said, for breakfast, as pizza toppings. Ugh, it's so gross. And he said he also disposed of all the bones and unedible parts in his garden to help his garden grow. Yeah. What the fuck?
He didn't remove the skin, did he?
No, he did not.
That's fucking gross. See, like, skin's tough. Like, we don't eat cowhide. We eat what's under the skin, you know, like,
yeah, skinning animals. He didn't skin it.
That's fucking gross.
No, he never skinned any of the meat. That would make everything tough. Mm-hmm. And he said eating burns was very important to him. And when he would dine, he would eat it either as a steak or a roast with what he called princess potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and red wine on his nicest set of dinner plates.
Do we have information on what a princess potato is?
I think it's just like diced potatoes.
Is it like a potato fit for a princess?
I'm assuming.
Is it shaped on a heart or something?
Maybe.
Or like a crown?
Maybe. Probably something okay. Like that.
Just checking.
There were some things that I read, like some articles that said that he tried to grind the bone down into a flour. That was only stated on like two. Yeah, so I don't know. And in the interview with him, he never said this, so I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah.
But it was stated on a few, not
that
on
would
all.
Not be a good
I don't
flour.
Know.
That'd be like eating dirt.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
And that's
the
how
whole
my,
thing's
my
disgusting,
imagination
but yeah.
Works.
So then once his supply started to run low, Armin decided to put out another ad. And this caught the attention of an Austrian college student.
Austrian.
And he started kind of looking through Armin's little profile, I guess, and seeing all the pictures in comparison to what they looked like when he was, you know, posting pictures with the meat from the butcher versus the actual human meat. And he started to suspect that Armin had actually butchered somebody up. So he contacted the police. And on December 10th, 2001, police came to Armin's house to do a search. And they completely missed the butcher room. I mean, I know that it's a 36 house. Like,
yeah.
Let's give them that.
36 room house. Big house.
I mean, it's got fucking hooks from the ceiling, for God's sake. So, one of the police officers was a woman, and she ended up looking in the freezer. And Armin at first...
A hungry bitch.
At first, he claimed that it was wild pig, but she...
Fingernails?
She was like, I'm a housewife. I know what meat looks like, and this has skin on it.
Yeah.
So, that gave it away, and they ended up arresting Armin.
I mean, it was also underneath a false bottom in the freezer,
right?
So, that was suspicious in
exactly.
itself.
Exactly.
Why are you trying to hide this pork, you know, underneath all this?
Exactly.
You know.
Suspicious.
You should have just been like, it's exactly what it looks like.
He did. He confessed almost immediately.
Yeah.
And he, in fact, handed over the videotapes that... had the entire evening.
Check these out.
Yeah, including his computer, which had him and literally everybody that he conversed with about this. But when they tried to get Burns' computer, it wasn't any help because he had cleared out all of his browser history and any evidence of him speaking to Armin whatsoever. So that didn't help. But
yeah.
Armin's computer, like I said, had
everything on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so cannibalism is not illegal in Germany.
Well,
to an extent.
Yeah.
So
you said like it never was really a thing that needed to be worried about, so there weren't really any specific laws for or against
exactly.
it. Exactly. You know?
Yeah. And there aren't like everywhere it's kind of like that. Not necessarily cannibalism, but like...
Right, kind of like don't put the plastic bag over your head because you may suffocate.
Yeah.
Like some idiot had to do it
right.
before people were like, oh... Don't do that, because you might die.
There might be a law in Nevada that says you can't walk your alligator on a leash, but here we don't have that law. So it's kind of like, you know, not all places have these laws because they've never had to deal with it or
right.
had an incident.
Like, I can't remember seeing an alligator.
I was just trying to, like,
no, but
think
yeah,
of something
no,
crazy.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So that the fact that cannibalism is not illegal in Germany, mixed with the fact that Burns was a consenting participant, made it extremely difficult for the courts to convict Armin.
Yeah.
And his attorney had requested that if the courts sought a conviction, that it should only be a killing on demand, which is similar to assisted euthanization. And in many places, assisted euthanization or assisted suicide are legal. They're both, like, similar, but two different things.
Right.
So assisted euthanization, which is also called a mercy killing, is when a doctor performs a euthanization, like, kind of puts them to sleep. Like a euthanization that you do for your pets, but it's at the patient's request during the end of their life. And an assisted suicide is a suicide committed with the help of another person. This can also be done by a doctor as well, or just a regular person, I guess. It's kind of crazy. But the most well-known areas that permit this is the Netherlands and Switzerland. However, the physician-assisted death is legal in some states in the United States. It's actually legal. I was kind of surprised at this. It's legal in California, Colorado, the District of Columbia, Hawaii, Montana, and Maine. And starting January 1st, 2020,
Ohio,
New Jersey,
oh.
Oregon, Vermont, and the state of Washington.
That's
pretty crazy. Yeah. I've heard of this, but I didn't realize. I honestly thought it was illegal here in the United States. I knew it was legal in Switzerland, but I didn't know it was...
California, though? I mean, geez.
Yeah, like, I'm surprised because they're really strict on a lot of stuff.
They are. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, this contains stuff that might cause cancer. Like, don't buy this coffee cup. Don't get that phone charger. Like, you might die of cancer. Like, it's kind of ridiculous.
I don't know. But yeah, so it's... that was kind of the problem there with convicting him. But they did, however, convict him of manslaughter for disturbing the peace of the dead. And he was sentenced to 8 years in prison. But
he found Jesus.
They didn't like this. So then in April of 2005, the courts ended up ordering a retrial after the prosecutors argued that Armin should have been convicted of murder. I mean, he did murder a man.
He did. Yeah, he straight up killed the dude. He did.
And also because, so they said that the killing was for sexual gratification. And that was kind of their backing with this case. They said that his videotape proved that his motive was sexual. But Armin insisted that he only killed Burns, whatever his freaking name is, because he asked him to kill him.
Yeah.
So that's kind of...
That's like, it's almost like a mercy kill, though,
that's
right?
What he was saying. I mean? Yeah, like, that's what he was arguing, but they were like, well, you still killed somebody.
Yeah.
And they said that it was sexual. But he, like I said, he insisted that...
The relationship was sexual.
Yeah, like, they had intercourse, but he wasn't getting, like,
sexual pleasure. While he stabbed him in the neck.
It was nothing like that. Like, he didn't even want to kill him, like, kill somebody. He just wanted to eat human flesh, is what he was saying.
Right.
Which is still fucked up, but...
Yeah, super fucked up. Like, I'm not saying, like, this guy's an angel and he should, you know, be released early or anything like that. But, I mean, as far as justice is concerned, you know, like...
It's a fine line with certain things.
It's really difficult to...
When there aren't laws in place for this, but there is for that, like, it's difficult for convictions in certain cases. But here's the thing. The psychologist argued that Armin still had fantasies about devouring the flesh of young people. So after a... Now, this whole case and this whole trial obviously brought in tons of media. And people just went crazy over all this. And then on May 10th of 2006, Armin was convicted of murder and sentenced to life in prison. Mm. Yeah, so Armin now... Let's talk about who Armin is now.
Let's fast forward to today.
So Armin's now a vegetarian. He is. That's no joke.
That's funny.
He's now a vegetarian. He warns others that it is a dangerous path, better not taken. He said he has also decided to write a memoir in hopes of deterring others from the cannibal lifestyle. He says he ain't about that life no more.
Ain't about that shit no more.
Thug life. Armin did also state that there are over 800 cannibals in Germany today.
That's really not that many, if you think about it.
Well, it's still fucking crazy to think about.
I mean, yeah, like, who are they eating? Each other?
I don't know.
Maybe they'll just kind of kill each other off, and there won't be an issue anymore.
Nuts. They, like I said in the beginning, like, I read that there's been a few cases of cannibalism in Germany in the media just since Armin's case.
Yeah, it's like, it's not that big of a deal.
It's insane. But they kind of, like, talked about, one article that I read talked about how it kind of goes back to, like, the beginning of time, and how they even said that they never really had any laws on it, because it's kind of a taboo thing. That, yeah. You know, it talked a little bit about the Egyptians and stuff, how, like, the Egyptians would eat other people and stuff to, like, sustain their living.
I get it if you're in a tight situation or something.
It was kind of like that, know, like...
You gotta do what you gotta do, I suppose.
Right, that's kind of how it was. And then, like, it talked a little bit about how there are certain, like, islands and stuff that, I don't know. I didn't really get too far into it, because it's a day that I want to sit down and read about it. Because it's disgusting, but it's really kind of interesting, because, yeah, it's considered the ultimate, like, sin or whatever, is to eat your own kind. It's such a fucking strange thing, and it makes me disgusted.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah. But, yeah, so, Armin. He is.
But he's not as fucked up. He's doing better.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Supposedly. Yeah. Then it's probably a good thing he doesn't get out, just in case.
Yeah, just in case.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
I bet that taste of freedom, he'd probably be like, you know what?
Relapse.
I could use. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's Armin's case.
Good old cock to chew.
Ugh. So gross. Yeah. We've got tons of stuff planned for you guys.
We do. This is going to be a really exciting month. Yeah. I almost said once.
Hollow month. Also, I just want to tell you guys, we really appreciate you guys so much. Like, we've been getting so much love on Instagram, and we've hit 500 plays.
Yeah, and that's, like, super awesome for us. Yes. And as it gets higher and higher, we're just going to get more and more excited.
Yes, and we're just going to put more and more out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, make sure to follow us on Instagram so you can hang out with us. It's hello_truecrime. Come and hang out with us. We post fucking hilarious memes on there. And we're always just kind of peeking around the corner, seeing what you guys are doing, hanging out with you guys.
That sounded creepy. You guys don't know about it, but we're there. We're there
always
like
watching.
Like a shadow.
I get the notification straight to my phone.
Yeah.
And we have our Patreon set up now, so if you want to become a Patreon member,
you can do that.
Yes, we have some goodies for you guys if you become a member, and we would really appreciate that. That way we can keep on trucking and keep on going and putting some awesome content out there for you guys. We have a surprise coming up soon. Very exciting.
Is it the Tuesday surprise?
Yes. You guys will have the next episode, you guys will find out what the surprise is.
Yes, and hopefully it'll be a noticeable difference.
Yes, we're so excited.
It's top secret.
Top secret.
Top secrets.
Yes, very excited. Okay, guys, make sure to tune in next week for the surprise and for the rest of Hallowmonth.
Yeah.
We're gonna what? We will. We love you guys.
Mwah.
Mwah. Bye.
До свидания. No, that's Russian. Okay, hang on. Bye.